Hey everybody, it is me, Matty V, coming to you again with another episode of the Fattening America Weekly Podcast, where I share with you thoughts of different things that happened in my life, I guess. Very interesting. I'm just in the middle of adding stuff to my Fitness Pal. I talked about this last week. You can go to www.myfitnesspal.com. It's a free service. They have an iPod/iPad/iPhone app that you can use absolutely free that'll sync to your online account so that you can, when you're out and about, you can log in your calories and your exercise. You can also do status updates and whatnot. You can link it to your Facebook account, which is really cool. Myself and several of my friends are on it together, and we're doing fairly well with it. I know this weekend I kind of didn't keep track of it and kind of got off the wagon and woke up this morning and said, you know what, I'm gonna start fresh. Today's a new day. It's a day to start over. I'm going to do what I can to continue. And you know what, popping that Biggest Loser DVD in, I really didn't want to do it. I was tired. Just kind of, you know, didn't want to do it. But you know what? It's when you don't want to do it, that's when you need to do it. So I popped that in and did my 12-minute workout. Right now I'm doing the Biggest Loser 30-Day Jumpstart. And I'm swapping in between the Cardio 1 and the upper body right now, just because my ankle can't do, well, I could probably do abs. Maybe I'll throw abs in there too. But the cardio too, there's a lot of forward bends and positions that I don't think my ankle could tolerate right now. So we got that. And then the lower body, of course, I can't really handle that right now. But it's progress. So I'm doing that every day. And I'm also doing physical therapy twice a week. Physical therapy went well today. My ankle is just killing me today. I've been taking, I took some acetaminophen before I went there, and then I took about an hour ago, I took some Advil, and it's starting to kick in. It's just a bit painful. But it's a good pain. It's nothing serious. It's just, you know, all those tendons and muscles in my lower leg and my foot, if you think about it, haven't been moved normally in 4 months. And now everything is, I don't know, maybe it's atrophied a little bit. I know some of the stuff has healed together real tight, so it's going to take time for that stuff to get stretched. And as I continue with physical therapy, as I continue with other things that I'm doing, that the pain should lessen over time. I'm hoping to be able to walk without a cane, and maybe down the road be able to walk long distances like I used to. I did have a breakthrough today. I walked on a treadmill at 1.8 miles an hour with a 3% incline. So that was pretty big for me, I think. I did a quarter mile in about 9 minutes. So that's pretty exciting. It's not where I want to be. I was walking 3.5 miles in an hour, and It's gonna take a long time if I'm ever able to get back there. I'm hoping I can. I'm praying that I can. I'm just gonna keep taking it one day at a time so I can figure it out. Title of the podcast today is Crutches. And I titled it after a blog post that I did earlier today. Call it Crutches because just a few hours ago, couple of crutches I've been using have been picked up. And it's a pair of wheelchairs that I've been using both here at the office, one here at the office and one at home. The one at the office I hadn't been using for maybe 2 weeks, but the one at home just seemed like every time I got home from work, I would plop down in the wheelchair and just use that to get around the house. Did very little walking except to walk, to park the wheelchair and walk into the bedroom because our bedroom is big enough for a wheelchair. But it was just I didn't realize until Sunday how much I had relied on that wheelchair at home. I mean, I was using it probably more than I should have been using it. I'm glad I got rid of it finally, that I decided that enough was enough and it was time to move on. Friday, I had the wheelchair ramp removed. It was, and I was using that as a crutch as well. It's a lot easier to walk up and down a ramp with handholds than it was to step up onto the stoop and then step up again into the house. It's a lot easier just to walk right in and not have to be concerned with balance or anything like that. But now, with that removed, I have to. I'm challenged with making sure that I have proper footing and balance when I step onto that concrete stoop, and then again when I step into the house. They've served their purpose, and it was just time to move on. I was glad to see them go, I guess, because that shows progress. Progress as far as my recovery goes. I was still thinking about that when my wife said the other week. I mentioned to her, well, if they say something to you, tell them your handicapped husband is out in the car. And she says, no. She says, you're not handicapped, you're injured. There's a difference. And that's really stuck with me, just talking to her and just that phrase that she gave me is something that I look back on from time to time. You're not handicapped, you're injured. There's a difference. But and so I'm looking at my recovery from my injury, that I need to start getting rid of some of these crutches. And so the like I said, the wheelchair ramp has been dismantled and taken away. The wheelchairs are now gone. I do have one crutch, I guess you could say, left, and that's the shower bench in the shower. I'd like to keep that at least for another couple weeks. Reason being is when I wake up in the morning, my leg is real stiff and sore, and then especially after I do my morning exercise routine, it gets tired out, and I don't think that I could stand right now for long periods of time to take a shower. Because I can't stand there with one hand holding onto the wall and trying to scrub up with the other hand. It's a for me, it's a two-hand operation, and for the I figure as the weeks roll on that I'll get stronger and stronger and be able to tolerate that a bit more. And like I said, the pain I'm hoping will become less and less so I can get away from that. But we'll see what happens with that. I got a lot of other crutches that I need to deal with in my life. Not only physical ones, but mental as well. We have these mental crutches that we have and we rely on to get us through certain situations. And sometimes it's those mental crutches that can hold us back from our true potential, from where we really need to be so that we can shine. Those, I think, are some of the more scarier crutches to get rid of because those crutches help us. We rely not help us. We rely on them way too much, and to eliminate a crutch like that from our life is a big, big thing. And mentally we may not think that we're ready for it when we really are. Like, for example, let me give you an example. Like, the physical therapist last week, Friday, walked me down the hall and said, we're going to climb some stairs. Well, I've been climbing stairs maybe, I think the max that I did was like 5. It was a short flight of stairs. And this one was 10 or 12 steps or something like that. I could get up them, and he wanted me to get up there like normal. You know, before I was take a step, cane up on the next step, 1 foot, 2 foot, cane, 1 foot, 2 foot, cane. But he wanted me to take it like normal, so cane, 1 foot, next step, cane, 1 foot, next step, cane, 1 foot, next step. Wanted me to do that, and it took me a lot longer because I was unsure of myself. Well, get this. Coming down was even harder. He wanted me to do that again, cane foot, one step, cane foot, one step, cane foot, one step, like normal. You know, regular people take the stairs. But I had such a difficult time bringing my left foot down that it was like a mental block. It was something that was holding me back mentally from continuing on. And when I got down to the bottom of the stairs, the physical therapist says, well, we got to work on this because your foot and ankle have the roll, that's the forward roll, to get down the stair. There's nothing physically holding you back from going down that stair. It's something mental that's causing you to, you're afraid you're going to fall, so you don't allow your foot to extend that far. I thought that was really interesting that they would bring that up. For sure. It was, you know, again, it's mind over matter kind of thing, you know, where you physically could be able to do something, but you have a mental block that is causing you to keep from going forward with a task or whatnot. I personally had never experienced anything like that before, but to see that in real time, in a real life situation, I think it's interesting more than anything else, and that's something I definitely want to work on. So it's an example of a mental block, maybe even a mental crutch, something that's, but not a good crutch, in the sense that it's something that's crippling, holding me back from achieving what the physical therapist says that I can achieve. I just really think that that's really just one of the many crutches that I have. Maybe not so much as a crutch, but a hurdle that is keeping me from where I need to be. And, man, it still blows my mind even after experiencing it on Friday. We didn't get to doing the stairs again today. We were working other things. He really had me doing pushing my limits to see how far I could go. And I've made a lot of progress since I started physical therapy, which is good. Part of me just wants to stay stagnant, I guess, that I don't want to push myself any harder for fear of doing damage. But the physical therapist knows what they're doing, so I shouldn't have that fear. But it's just, you know, to go so long without walking and to be told by the doctors that you'll never walk normally again, you know, you'll be able to run again, you know, you kind of have those hurdles as well, kind of keeping you held back and unwilling to see how far you can go for fear of being permanently disabled and not just injured, but disabled. So that's something I certainly got to work on. Check out my blog, www.maddystribe.wordpress.com. This is going to do it for this week's episode. It's only about 15 minutes, so until next time, this is Maddie V, and we'll talk to you soon on the Fattening of America.